I was like, I wonder, you know how dudes are like, oh, man, it'd be so awesome to wake up and Hawk Tua.
Mm-hmm.
And 99 out of 100 dudes don't get that.
Oh, God, no.
But I wondered if ladies would want that.
Yeah, like if they'd want to be woke up like that.
Right? Do you think they would?
I mean, I could imagine, yes. No, you say no?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know if we can get any ladies to say that they would.
Yeah.
Has any dude ever woke your woman up that way?
Like, why wouldn't they?
Wouldn't they want that? To start their day before they go boss lady at work?
Yeah. Like, isn't that their favorite thing?
Yeah. It's like I called them Munchios.
Uh-huh.
Like Cheerios, but, you know, it's a breakfast only a woman can have.
Mm-hmm. I don't see why they wouldn't like that.
Your man wakes you up with a big box of Munchios?
Mm-hmm.
What? No, you're like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, they're not going to. No, they're not.
They wouldn't want that.
No, they wouldn't. No.
They wouldn't want that. Nard's saying they wouldn't.
No. Why not?
They don't want you to touch them. No.
All right.
What do you mean they don't want you to touch them?
They don't want that early in the morning. No. Mm. Like maybe a good morning kiss, maybe. But maybe. But like that? No. Definitely not.
Yeah, they wake up with some monster breath. It's like casket breath.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do, so yeah.
Yeah, it's like, dang. What's that? It's like, woof. You can see the smoking yellow just. It's like, just wake up with some breath. But I have, these mouth guards or whatever that you have to wear at night. Retainers.
Oh, okay.
It's like a football mouth guard.
You got braces?
No, it's so that, you know, after braces, your teeth don't get all scrambled.
Oh, okay.
So I wear that every night.
Gotcha.
So I'm sure that's gross, and I got to clean that.
Yeah.
Nard says women wouldn't want to be woken up that way.
They wouldn't.
I don't
Chris,
see why
what
they
do you
wouldn't.
Think?
I think they would.
I think they would, too. I think Nard, you know, Bizarro over there, he's
no,
yeah, he's off base. We'll see if Nard's right.
He's out of touch.
I'm not out of touch. No, they
he's
do
giving
not like
grandpa
it.
Answers.
That's yeah. not grandpa mm-hmm. answers. They don't like it.
I mean, You're a little out of the demo for the program.
I'm really not. No.
He just hasn't woke up with a woman in so long.
Where are our boss ladies that listen to our program? Would you want to be woke up this way where your man goes downtown, if you know what I'm saying? What's up?
Oh!
Sarah.
Yes?
All right. Now, you know, maybe a strong boss lady, maybe the breadwinner of the household. I don't know your situation, but would you want your man to wake you up with that?
Yes, I would. I love it. I like it.
Okay.
I like it. I want it.
Have you ever had a dude wake you up that way?
Yes, I have.
And was it awesome?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I had a great day that day. I would definitely love something like that. It made me feel very empowering.
Are you still with this dude?
No, I am not, unfortunately.
Oh, dang. Well, so, don't you think, like, a woman, wouldn't that make you want to go out and do your best at work? If you got bleep the bleep in the morning from your dude, you wake up, you could do anything that day.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I felt like Superwoman that day. It was awesome. Had a smile on my face. It was awesome.
Did
was-
people at work know what happened? Or, you know what I mean? They could tell you that glow?
Yeah, one of my closest friends at work did notice. I did share that with her, and she was just like, wow.
Wow. I think dudes need to do this for their woman. It'll yeah, like she had that, not that you're a dog, but I don't know any other glow. They have like the Alpo glow. Remember the dog food that for dogs, and it would give them a glow?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she had the glow all day that a coworker's like, hey, I know what. And so then you told her, you're not going to believe this. My man woke me up with Munchios.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I told her what had happened. And she was like, wow, I need to find me one of those. And I was like, girl, definitely you do. Because it got you feeling like a whole another woman, a whole brand new woman.
So can you just say Nard is wrong? Because
no,
he was saying that women wouldn't want this. I know we had Nard's girlfriend say she would rather do it to the man than have the man do it to her. But you're saying, Sarah, that Nard is incorrect, that women would want this.
He is incorrect. I know I do. And as for men, I know they would do too. And I would be happy to return the favor.
Can we go a step further and call Nard an idiot?
No, because
I would like to.
She's a diamond in the rough.
Let her speak, Nard. A woman is speaking.
I understand that.
Okay, let her speak.
I am.
All right, don't mansplain, sir.
I wasn't
talk
mansplaining.
Over a woman. You know better. Let the woman speak.
I was
all right, m'lady, the floor is yours. Go ahead and call Nard an idiot. Oh my God. I would love to hear that.
Nard, you're an idiot, and I think you need a little hot pot in your life.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Yeah, for sure.